Although the National Archives in Washington, D.C. is rapidly adjusting to the computer age, it is best known as the home of America's priceless paper documents. The magazine U.S. News & World Report invited citizens to rank America's top 100 historic documents as selected by the archives' curators. The archives then published a book called Our Documents that describes these paper treasures in detail. Not surprisingly, the 1776 Declaration of Independence from Britain and the U.S. Constitution, both of which visitors come from around the world to view at the archives, finished 1-2 in Americans' esteem. Each got more than 27,000 votes. Other landmark documents, such as President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation of 1863, which declared that slaves in the rebellious southern states are, and henceforward shall be, free, rounded out the top 10. If you're curious which document came in last, number 100, it's the DeLome letter, which got all of 97 votes. Quite frankly, it's so obscure that we'd never even heard of it. But here's the story of the DeLome letter. In 1898, Enrique DeLome, Spain's minister to the United States, sent a letter to a friend in which he said U.S. President William McKinley is weak and catering to the rabble. Someone intercepted it and snuck a copy to newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst. He printed it, fanning the flames for what became the Spanish-American War. These days, when supposedly secret or private letters and conversations routinely find their way into the public eye, it seems fitting that a leaked letter would round out the list of America's greatest documents. I'm Ted Landfair.